Hey guys, welcome to Grody Podcast. At kasama niyo ulit ako dito, si Matthew. Today we're gonna talk about something very interesting. Pero bago yun, in this episode, ang mga kasama ko ay...
Hi, I'm Bethel and I'm a counselor and a teacher.
Wow. Hi, Teacher Bethel. I'm Denmark and I'm a youth and young professionals pastor. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Perfect. At today, pag-uusapan natin yung topic na isa sa mga na-encounter nyo siguro recently online. No? Pinag-uusapan natin kasi in this pandemic, lalo na sa pinakamahabang pandemic sa buong mundo na lockdown, no, dito sa Pilipinas.
It will never end.
Correct. Oo.
Yes.
Talagang ano, naging nasa bahay na lang tayo talaga forever. And maybe in this period of the pandemic, naranasan mo na yung topic natin today. Ang tawag dito ay language, okay? Ano ba yung mga feelings natin pagdating sa language at bakit ba importante itong language na to? At ano ba yung calling ni God para sa atin in terms of language? Yan yung pag-uusapan natin today. So Bethel, naisip ko lang, no, as a counselor, na-encounter mo na ba itong language? Ano ba to? Kasi ako, hindi ko pa masyadong maintindihan eh kung ano ba itong language na to eh. Ang ganda kasi pakinggan eh, language.
Wow, wow. Language.
Language. Parang yeah. Lasagna. Nakakain ba yan?
Yeah. So, language is actually not, hindi siya masyadong popular pa ngayon. And it was just made popular during the pandemic. But as a counselor, hindi ko pa siya, it's not diagnosable. And it was actually coined by Dr. Corey Keyes, if I remember it correctly, in 2002. So relatively new siyang diagnosis.
Matagal na, pero parang matagal na yung 2002, no?
Medyo, pero compared sa mga...
20 years, no? More or less.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Pero compared sa mga ibang diagnosis like depression, anxiety, bago lang siya. Okay. So, ang nakita ko during my research, two adjectives kept popping to kind of describe what language is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So first is stagnation or
stagnation.
Parang stagnation.
So paibog na paibog yung words natin in.
Language. Stagnation.
Stagnation.
Okay, hindi ka gumagalaw.
Parang hindi ka gumagalaw. Parang nasa stationary bike or parang kang nasa treadmill, naglalakad ka pero hindi ka gumagalaw.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Parang technical term niya is a lack of perceivable growth or progress.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to Dr. Adam Grant, siya yung nag-popularize pa ng term na ito. It's just a sense of stagnation and emptiness. Tapos, parang wala kasing... You don't look forward to anything anymore. Kaya lumabas tong term na to during the pandemic is because parang, you know, my first experience of this, or at least when I was aware of it, was when, during the pandemic nga, na parang, naririnig na namin yung news all over the world, no, na parang, ayun na, nagla-lockdown na yung China, sa Wuhan. Tapos parang malayo pa sa amin, parang, meron kaming task force. So pinaghahandaan na namin. So 1 week, the following week, doon na nagsabi na, oh, we're going to lockdown. Pero sabi nila 2 weeks lang. So after 2 weeks, pinauwi na namin yung mga tao. So parang, oh my gosh, when I was looking forward to something, I was looking forward to the end of the semester, kasi bandang March eh. Tapos, I was looking forward to summer, and summer is canceled. So parang, what do I have? You know, what do I have to look forward to? So doon right. nag-set in yung feeling of stagnation and emptiness and wala na akong parang wala akong patutunguhan. Pero right. hindi generally sa buhay, parang at the moment. Parang may pupuntahan ba ako at the moment? Ikaw, Kuya Denmark, na-feel mo na ba to?
Ay, umamin eh, no? Kanina nung sinabi niyo 2002, parang gusto ko sabihin, 2002 lang siya na coin, but I bet no, I bet talaga na matagal na natin siyang na-feel. Ngayon yes. lang siya napangalanan, no, na yes. ah, ito pala 'yon, no. Mm. Kung gano'n ang usapan, yes, maraming beses ka na na ako personally na naramdaman ko 'yan, no. Syempre pag youth ka, madami kang energy, tapos may mga times na hindi mo siya pwedeng i-release kasi hindi ka pwede pumunta doon, hindi ka pwede pumunta dyan, cancel.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon sa pandemic, it's more of a feeling na lalo na sa being a pastor, youth pastor, and young professionals pastor na you thrive on relationships, on community building, and then all of a sudden, nope, you can't meet.
Right. Yeah.
Nope, you cannot go and see one another. You cannot minister to one another. So there was a moment when people were trying to figure out, and no one was prepared for the pandemic. And we're getting examples from the pandemic because that's the most recent, diba?
Yeah.
No one yes. was prepared, and everybody else was trying to figure out things. During that time, there was this small window where you were like, ano na? Ano na gagawin natin ngayon? You wanna move forward. But there was no means. A few people knew about Zoom. A few people was thinking about Messenger. But Messenger cannot handle multiple people yet. No, one-on-one, tatlo lang. So during that time na hindi alam, how do we do this? No, may point ka na stand still but moving. Something yes. like that. No, the world doesn't stop but somehow yours does. But it still yes. keeps on moving. No, parang ganon. So yun yung mga...
Yeah.
Yung mga recent, buti nga ngayon, kahit pa paano, people started coping up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gusto ko makarinig sana, kung meron sa viewers, no, nagkaroon na ba ng language sa pag-ibig? Kasi I bet meron yan. No?
Yung, ano, language sa pag-ibig.
Yung tutuloy ko na ba? Hindi. Ano kami, no? Yung atipo ganyan.
Ay,
magandang series yan.
But, di ba? Pwede rin siya sa love life, no? So okay. ako yun, recently. Ikaw, Matt, what's your recent languishing moment?
Ako,
languishing moment.
Sa personality ko kasi, I really need to, ano, I need to understand and have an idea of where anything is going in my life. No? Ganun mm-hmm. talaga. Kailangan ko talaga ng sense of direction. And nung nag-pandemic, naalala ko nung nag-announce nito March 2020, happy-happy pa ako. Uy, wow, 2 weeks vacation. Ganyan, yay, nice, ganyan. Pahinga tayo, di ba? After 2 weeks, oh, extended for another month. Wow, okay.
Again, ano pwede.
Kakaiba na to, ha, ganyan. Rest. After another month, isa pang buwan. Oh, grabe. Tapos naalala ko, I wasn't employed during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I was trying to survive. I did sell eggs. Alam niyo ba 'yun?
Yeah, nakikita kita sa ano post mo. Ang dami.
Nagbenta talaga ako ng itlog and it was something na I enjoyed at first kasi I'd never done it before. So I had many people ordering from me. As time went by, there was this sense of more like, anong klaseng buhay to? Parang ganyan na ulit-ulit lang ba ako na magbebenta nito ng eggs? And then I would get money. I would spend the money because of course we have needs, di ba? Tapos after that, ulit na naman. So it was a weekly routine of something and you just couldn't seem to see where it was headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like many people are going through this right now, especially many of the students na
yes.
siguro mga nasa college, third year college na ngayon. Mm-hmm. Kasi marami yung kakilala na ang feeling nila, napaka-unfair ng tadhana sa kanila. No? Kasi mm-hmm. yes. yan, sila yung generation na unang natamaan nung K-12 transition.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, sila rin yung generation na unang nag-senior high, di ba? And nung nag-senior high sila, sila yung ini-expect na magtrabaho. Pero, nung magtatrabaho na sila, ayaw silang tanggapin ng mga company. Ganyan.
Kulang sa experience.
Kasi kulang daw sa experience. So, ang thoughts nila, pinag K-12 nyo kami, hindi rin naman pala kami makakapagtrabaho.
Mm.
Sige, pinagbigyan. Ngayon, nagkaroon ng calendar change. Yan yun eh, mga ano nila eh. Tapos ngayong college na sila, nagkaroon naman ng pandemic. So a lot of this, maybe you're listening and you're from that generation. Alam ko, nakaka-relate ka, di ba? Parang napaka-unfair naman ng tadhana na kami yung nag-online learning. Tapos recently, sabi ni Ched na ang flexible learning daw,
pwede na daw,
is here to stay.
Oo. Diba?
Yes.
And this, maybe this generation, I know some guys from this generation saying, ano ba naman to? Lahat na lang. So, paano na yung future ko? Nag-aaral ako ng engineering, nag-aaral ako ng dentistry, nag-aaral ako ng fine arts. Nag-aaral ako ng pharmacy. We need hands-on learning experience. And they're like, walang kwenta pala tong course na inaaral ko ngayon kasi hindi ko na-receive yung training or yung education na dapat kong ma-receive. And it's just, you know, it's pulling you into a void of thought na paano na? Anong mangyayari sa future? Anong mangyayari sa life ko? Paano ako magiging secure? Ganyan-ganyan. So, yan yung experience ko. At saka yung alam ko na nakaka-experience ng language ngayon sa mga panahon ngayon. Yeah, Bethel?
Yeah, absolutely. Yung feeling of emptiness na parang,
right.
Parang meron ba akong... Usually, it leads to thoughts of like, may kwenta ba ako? O parang may patutunguhan ba yung buhay ko? Tulad ng sabi mo, Matt. No, and I have nothing to look forward to. And again, it's kind of short term that could, if it's prolonged, lalo na ngayon, kayo nga, congratulations for the longest lockdown in the world.
We wear it like a badge.
Yes. is that pagka prolonged yung moments or yung seasons of just, you know, may patutunguhan ba tong buhay ko, it can lead to depression. And yung usual transition niya is the feelings of apathy. Dahil parang wala ka ng patutunguhan, feeling mo.
Wala
parang,
ka na rin care. Neh.
Oh, parang, neh, bahala na.
Right.
Parang bahala na nga lang. So, it's like low motivation due to feeling of neglect.
Right.
So itong minsan tong word na tong languish, it is used to describe kind of the life of older people na parang the seniors na parang tapos na yung buhay nila. hindi kasi Kuya Denmark.
Pa ganun,
hindi ka pa po senior.
Ala ko. Kaya.
I mean, like the research, sa mga richer countries, right? So, pagka nag-retire ka na, parang wala ka, retirement ka na lang, right? So, parang itong word na to originally was used doon sa term, to describe yung experience of older people na parang, tapos na yung work ko. I'll just
wala
exist.
Wala na akong gagawin. Oh,
wala na akong gagawin. Parang neglect. Dahil as a result of neglect and a lack of encouragement.
Right.
You know, yung malakas yun eh. Yung parang gawa ka lang ng gawa. Na-try mo na to, Matt, tsaka past Denmark. It's just like, ano ba to? Wala man lang nag-encourage sa akin. Parang, nga lang.
are you seriously asking us that question?
Well, maybe you guys are better than me. So I experienced this nung while I was writing my dissertation. Kasi, you know, I've been working on it for 3 years. Tapos, alam mo yung parang, that's all I've been thinking about for 3 years. Yeah, right. That's been my life. It has, you know, been in my dreams and my every waking hour. So parang, ayoko na, kailan ba ito matatapos? Parang, bahala na nga, parang gano'n. Literally, nung editing na, I paid someone very expensive kasi I cannot stand to look at it anymore.
Ayoko
na. Yung parang, parang na-experience yun na ba ito? Ano yung experience na to na parang nakakasuka ng tignan?
yeah, totoo yan.
Yeah. Alam mo yun, parang nakaka-discourage na, wala nang ano eh. And it is the absence of well-being.
Right.
You know, parang wala na, hindi na siya life-giving. It sucks the life out of you. Hindi necessarily, it's not necessarily toxic, kasi may difference dyan, no, sa toxic environment. Mm-hmm. Pero it's just, you're just in that place na parang, I'm not going anywhere. Bahala na nga. Parang, I'll just do this kasi I have, you know, I have to make money. So, I'm just gonna do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's so good to know.
That's so good to know.
Kasi, alam mo yun, I think you need to have really a name for anything that you're going
through.
Yeah.
That's why it's good absolutely. Na ito, guys, no, pinag-uusapan natin dito. yung languish. Yeah, it's a new word. Fairly new. Ngayon lang natin siya, ngayon lang siya na-insert sa ating mga
consciousness, collective consciousness.
Kabulatan, yes. Ganyan. Kasi nga, 2020 lang siya halos umangat ulit. Pero, yes, Piden, ikaw, exactly. Kung tatanungin kita, Denmark, bakit ba importante na alam natin tong language na to? Why is it important to, you know about stuff like this? Kasi bago lang to eh. I mean, why would anyone care? Ganyan.
Maganda yung sinabi na ni Bethel, no, na could lead to depression. Totoo naman yun.
Yeah.
At kanina nung may huli siyang sinasabi na ano na ba tong gagawin ko? Nag-flashback bigla sa akin yung mga conversations I had with people who are just existing in their work. Mm-hmm. Na para that's languishing pala. For the longest time, mm-hmm. when people come to me and ask me and tell me what do I do, yung pala yung that's mm-hmm. tama mat, no? Dapat ma-pinpoint mo siya eh. This yeah, is what tama. It is. Para yeah. Yung isa nating pinanood no na research prior to this, sabi niya kung hindi mo ma-name yung emotions mo, hindi mo alam kung ano yung gagawin mo, how to start
exactly,
it, di ba?
Exactly.
And that's yeah. good, no? And the reason na we're talking about this is because one, yun nga, it could lead to depression. Another thing is, yan, it will lead to you not growing personally or it stunts your mm-hmm. personal growth. Mm-hmm. No, personal growth either intellectually, your career-wise, your emotions, no? And most yes. of the time, spiritual life nadadamay din dyan, no? Pagdating sa personal growth mo. Kasi nga parang dadating ka sa point na nah, bahala na, wala naman din mangyayari. So, yeah. ginagawa ko naman to lagi, wala naman progress, inaan. Right. Wag na lang, no? Or, yeah. first is, it's slowly sucking the life out of you. Mm. Yes. Ito na naman, again, kung nagtitinda kayo, no, hindi namin sinasabing walang kwenta yung buhay nyo. Kanina, nakalimutan ko insert yun. No, na, kung yun talaga ang joy ninyo at yun talaga yung way nyo to really lift your family, we respect that and we are honoring you in that way. No? Pero yung part na minsan na, eto na naman trabaho ko, paulit-ulit lang, bakit correct. Parang walang growth, wala akong pupuntahan? Yan yun eh. Kaya pala ang daming nagre-resign, ang daming lumilipat, tapos correct. Maghahanap ng quote-unquote greener pastures, no?
Mm.
And then suddenly they're gonna find out a month later, 2 months later, they're in the same place.
Right.
No? And then they're gonna find another one. And if you ask them, it's not really about money. Mm. It's about them having purpose. It's about them having yes. sense of what they're doing.
Well, no?
Mm. Kaya pala sila lumilipat. Well, kung hindi ka naman nagtatrabaho, kung nasa school ka, no, minsan yung feelings mo or yung mga hobbies mo na nililipat-lipatan mo lang, no, kasi parang naghahanap ka ng something na parang to get your life moving, mm. no, kasi feeling mo you're just stuck there. Mm-hmm. And if you do not address language, this is what's gonna happen, no? You're gonna just somehow, in a way, give up on life. Kasi alam mo, no matter what you do, wala namang mangyayari. Even if advised mm-hmm. ka na kausapin mo yung mga tao na kailangan mong makausap, o kaya you try doing this para magkaroon ng break sa monotony mo, ayoko na.
Mm-hmm.
Wala namang mangyayari. Mm-hmm. So it really stunts mm-hmm. your growth. Another thing na ano nyo dyan is, karugtong yan, it will shut you off from your community.
Nako,
from
yeah.
people yes. who love you.
Yeah.
You know? Now, before I ask you guys, no, let me just expound a little more dito sa community. Marami ako naririnig na mga youth na babasa sa post or sa young professionals na walang nakakaintindi sa akin, walang may mm-hmm. walang nakaka-relate sa akin, ayoko nang may kausap, ganyan. Bakit pag kayo nangangailangan, nandun ako, pag ako nangangailangan, wala kayo, no? Yung mga quotable quotes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're languishing, no? That's right. Why sa tingin mo wala lang nakakaintindi sa'yo, but you subconsciously or unintentionally shut others down.
Yes.
No, ayaw mo silang papasukin kasi nga hindi mo na alam yung feelings mo eh. And you don't want to deal with it. Most of the time when we don't know what we're feeling, we don't right. want to deal with it. And people will come in and ask you, kamusta ka na? Okay lang, no? But when someone asks you again, hindi, yung totoo, kamusta ka na? Ah, wag na natin pag-usapan yan. Ayoko nang ganyan. So, kayo, what do you think about, does it really, may experience ba kayo when you were languishing that it shut down your connection with your community, people that care about you?
Ako, ito, no? I think it's possible for you to be with people but then again, you're not there.
Yes. Mm,
yes.
And I think
yes.
that's one thing that could happen if you are in a period of languishing. Kasi posible na hindi ka naman sa hindi nakikipagkita, nakikipag-usap, mm-hmm. no? Pero pagka nakakausap mo yung mga tao, wala, para silang robot lang din, para lang silang, alam mo yung para lang silang cellphone na nakikita mo. Ganun eh. Na-experience ko nga eh, one time na parang there was a time in the pandemic that I had so many Zoom meetings that I was beginning to get used to it more than face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I mean, I would go to our house and maybe meet a friend outside kasi nag-deliver ako ng eggs noon, di ba? Makikita ko yung mga tao. Feeling ko talaga, ano lang, parang Zoom meeting lang din yung pakiramdam ko. Na I wasn't very warm.
Oh,
I wasn't very warm to them as I would have been if I was really who I was. Mm-hmm. So it's possible if you're going through a period of language na nakikipag-usap ka, nakikipagkita ka, pero wala ka doon, hindi ka connected. Ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Yun, ikaw, Bendel.
Yung word na pumasok sa isip ko while you were talking, parang disengaged, diba? Right. Parang hindi ka, wala ka sa moment na parang even yung friendships mo, may papatunguhan ba to?
Yes.
Bang, ano ba na, yung sabi mo kuya kanina na about sa relationships, sa romantic relationships, no? We can also experience that sa friendships.
Tama.
Parang, yung parang does this friend really care about me?
Like, yes, yes.
Yung alam mo yun, itong mga roommates ko ba na to? Ito bang parents ko? Diba? Parang kinakwestiyon na lahat. Kasi nga you feel stuck. So parang yung words, yung synonyms actually ng languish are words like decay and fade.
Slowly dying.
So nandun yung feeling, slowly dying, decay, wasting away.
Ah, that's sad.
Wilting, withering. Diba? Mm-hmm. Yun yung mga words. So parang if you are in the state of languish, why in the world would you want to socialize?
Tama.
Right? And regardless ano yung personality mo, kung introvert ka man or extrovert. So,
tama,
especially me, na extrovert, during my 3 years sa program ko, I was not in community at all. Kasi wala akong energy, wala akong sense of direction na parang, oh my gosh, like 3 years. Yes, okay, this is 3 years. Pero, alam mo yun, parang it's so far away. Parang I'm not moving at all.
Right.
And why in the world will I socialize?
Maganda yung ano, no, sinabi mo dun sa last part of decaying, no, wilting away, and to the last point that I have about why is it important that we identify language, no, and ano ba pwedeng mangyari sa atin. Kasi that's the total opposite of what God intended us to be, no? So you're saying decay, right. That's what happens when there's languish.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're languishing or you're in the state of languish, no, you are not living your life to the fullest. Kaya kailangan natin to maintindihan. Kasi si God, create niya tayo, no, to enjoy life. In fact, he came here to show people how to live life to the fullest, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
No? Yung sa mga ibang articles na nabasa ko about languish, ang dami kong nabasa na ang direct opposite ng languish is flourish.
Yan.
No? So there is this big contrast. So kaya kailangan mo malaman na you have to identify what language is kasi that's not how we're supposed to live our life.
Right.
No, we are called to experience life, to enjoy it.
Yes.
No, with relationships, with experiences na nangyayari, with knowledge na natututunan mo, no. You have to enjoy that and you have to use it so that other people might also flourish. Pero ikaw yung source ng dapat na magbigay ng flourishing water, pero ikaw yung nagde-decay. Mahirap 'yon, no. Nagla-languish ka. So hindi mo siya magagawa. So those things, no, I think are important reasons bakit kailangan natin talaga ma-identify.
Absolutely.
Ikaw, Kuya Matt, meron ka bang maduduktong dyan sa flourishing part, no, living life to the fullest?
Oh, definitely. I like na pinoint out mo, Piden, na ang opposite ng languishing is flourishing. Kasi dito sa podcast natin, we all know na God has planned for a life that is abundant and full. Diba? Yan yung sabi sa Bible. And it's good that we can pinpoint if we're in a period of languishing. Kasi if you don't know what languishing is, you would think that this is normal for you. Naisip mo, baka ganito nga lang talaga ang buhay. Di ba?
Or baka, ako.
Oo. Baka lang ano lang. Ako. Baka ganito lang ako. Tama ka. And we're telling you na while we are in this world, it's normal to experience periods of languishing. But we want you to remember na God's plan ultimately is for us to experience an abundant life. And yan yung ano, yan yung kailangan nating matandaan, no? So ito guys, sa section na to, bibigyan lang namin kayo ng mga maybe things to remember when you are experiencing languishing. And I think we've talked about ano ba talaga ang languish, paano mo ba ma-identify na nasa period of languish ka ngayon, which are really, really good stuff from Bethel and Denmark, no? And ngayon, sabihin natin, ano ba yung mga kailangan nating matandaan? Sa Old Testament, Bethel and Denmark, di ba? May mga tao na na-experience nila something din that's similar to language. No? Hindi lang tayo, wala pang language dati kasi 2002 lang siya na-point. Yeah. Pero even in the Old Testament, pati yung mga naniniwala kay God, may mga pinagdadaanan na sila.
Yes,
and sabi nga dito sa, gusto ko lang i-quote from the Bible, yung Psalm 88 verse 9 sabi, "When my eye grows dim through sorrow, every day I call upon you, Lord. I spread out my hands to you." Okay? And parang ganito yung sinasabi ng psalmist dito. Lord, every day tatawag ako sa'yo. Di ba? Kasi everyday halos kailangan niya si God. And even in a state of language, guys, kapag ka nafe-feel niyo yung mga dinescribe ni Bethel, tsaka ni Denmark, yung ano ba to? Bala na. Alam mo yun? Kahit ano na lang. We wanna tell you unang-una, na you can call out to God. We can call out to God. We can ask God, like nung sinasabi ng psalmist, "I spread out my hands to you." Grabe yan, no? Parang siguro talagang, "Lord, ano to? Ano to? 2 years na kami pandemic."
Wala namang pagbabaan.
2 years na kami pandemic, Lord. Yeah, no? So, it's so great to remember. Sometimes kasi when we're languishing, we give up, no?
Yes,
we're slowly decaying.
Hope.
And maybe it should be good to remember, God is almost like telling us, "Wait lang, nakausap mo na ba ako about where you are right now?"
That's good.
Nasabihan mo na ba ako tungkol sa pinagdadaanan mo? And that's a nice thing to remember. So remember to ask God. Pangalawa, no? Wag lang bastang mag-go with the flow na para kang zombie na nadadala ng agos. Pero even in a period of languish, keep holding on to trust in God. So sabi ni Pide, no, flourish, making yourself available to grow. And one of the things that we can continue to do in a period of languish is to trust God, diba? Sabi ni Jesus sa disciples niya, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace." Ito yun, tingnan nyo, pakinggan nyo to guys. "In this world you will have trouble." O pwede nating palitan, "In
language.
This world you will experience
languish,"
yes. Diba?
Yes.
"But take heart. Take heart, I have overcome the world."
Hey.
So pagka ang life, no, in a period of languish, parang lahat ng bagay dito, pieces of a puzzle na parang ayaw lumanding ng maayos, ganyan. We can have peace in Jesus who is greater than the world. Ganyan, it's greater than the world. And pangatlo, wag lang bastang trust or wag lang bastang asking God. You can also remember of the virtue of enduring. Ganyan.
Enduring.
So, endurance, minsan hindi naman natin kailangan talaga i-practice to, di ba? Kasi sometimes you have that drive. Di ba? May drive ka na eh. So, hindi mo kailangan mag-endure. Pero pagka may languish ka, dito mo minsan kailangan mo mag-endure. Kasi wala kang energy. Wala kang, alam mo yun, walang galawan eh. Pero sabi sa Bible, sa Romans 5:3-5, "But we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." Yan.
Yun.
Nawawala ng pag-asa.
Combo.
Sabi dyan. "And hope," sabi dito, "hope will not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Wow. This is a great reminder. na yes, even in periods of languish, may binibigay si God sa atin. Merong way out. No? So, huwag mm-hmm natin isipin na porque languishing ka, stuck ka lang, at aantayin mo lang na mawala yung languish. Hindi.
Mm-hmm. Dapat proactive ka din. Mahirap yes yung ano ka lang, yes, passive ka lang and everything
yes moves by. Pwede kang maging proactive dahil nag-provide si God ng way out in periods of languishing. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm can help, that can help you get out of a period of languish. Siguro pang huli, sabihin ko lang yung Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Nasa Bible yes yan, guys. Si Jesus ang mm-hmm nagsabi niyan. Sabi ni Jesus, mm-hmm, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will mm-hmm find rest for your souls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alam mo, pag binabasa ko tong ano na to, tong passage na to, parang ano, soft-spoken, very yes inviting mm-hmm ng God mm-hmm yung nagsasalita.
Yes.
And I love this about God. If you are in a period of languish, remember this verse, Matthew 11:28-29, and take it as an invitation of God for you. Na in your period of languish, you can come to God. Whatever that is. Di ba, no? Bethel and Denmark. Ang maganda yes kay God, kahit anong dala mo, pwede mong tama ilapit kay Lord.
Gagaan.
Yes. Yeah.
Gagaan yun, talaga.
Kasi yun nga yung experience ng languish is a lack of motivation due to neglect mm-hmm and lack of encouragement, right? So yung tong the scriptures and the promises of God, it waters us and it gives us nourishment
right
to the languishing soul, hindi na, mm-hmm, yung to the decaying soul. Mm-hmm. So it just ulit refreshes yung mga mm-hmm words, yung opposite ng decay, fade, waste away, mm-hmm, nourishment, you know, to encourage yeah growth mm-hmm and yeah progress, yung yeah mga ganun. And that's exactly is what Jesus is promising to us for those who come to Him. And that's all we have to do is to come to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And He promises to give us rest and mm-hmm life.
That's true.
So it's so encouraging.
That's awesome, ako, actually.
Then, ako gusto kong i-share dyan na kanina habang binabasa niya yan. It involves, kung ikaw man ay hindi mo pa natatry yan, no, yung mm nag-uusapan natin na ilapit mo kay Jesus, ibigay mo sa Kanya na ganito, no? And you've tried everything in your time of languish, well, what's there to lose, di ba? Kasi when it comes to that part, na kanina na, nag-pop up sa mind ko, no, yung aspect ng faith, may faith part din dito eh. No, na yes ibig ko sabihin, kung na-try mo na lahat, at hindi ka na, walang nangyari, at hindi ka rin naman naniniwala, what's there to lose? Have faith? Mm-hmm. Try mo si Jesus, no? Sa Kanya mo ibato. There is that part also na hindi ka passive kasi kailangan may active ka rin gawin.
Yeah.
No? So, place your faith in Him. Kung hindi mo pa ito naiintindihan or first time mo narinig at give up ka na, maybe this is the time na pwede kitang encourage, pwede ka namin encourage na, hey, try this, no? Give it up to Jesus. If you haven't tried it yet, this is a good time. Yung language mo na hindi mo naiintindihan, have faith in Him. Bato mo sa Kanya. Mm-hmm. For the first time mong gagawin, bakit hindi?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yun yung isa kong gustong i-encourage sa inyo.
Mm. Yes. And yung sinabi din ni Matt na endurance, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm cannot endure on your own.
Yes. No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. You need constant encouragement. So meron yung movement ngayon na you know, believe in yourself and mm-hmm you know look inside of you and you will find strength.
No.
When I look inside of me, I see death.
I mean
I'm saying
I mean it would work, right? Tama, yeah. To some extent
for a moment,
it will
for,
work.
For a season. Yes. Yeah.
It's true for a moment. But yeah, for something that's worthwhile, you know, it's not just looking into yourself. Kasi nga paano kung empty ka? Paano right kung decaying ka? Eh tapos tumingin ka papaloob, eh di namatay-matay lalo, di ba? No? That's yes,
right. Exactly.
Kaya mas maganda yung pinipoint out natin, no? Surround yourself with the right people.
Right.
You know? People mm who really love you and who will understand you. And that's what we've been saying for the past few episodes, no? The community is really important.
Right.
Kasi tama, at some point, you need to look at yourself to pick yourself up, to help yourself, no? But it can only take you so far. Gaya nga ng example natin, nagla-languish ka na, yes. Look inside. Okay, look inside. Oh, that's all decay and death. All right, great. Now what do I do? What do I do?
Where do I look?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So if ever guys na if you ever you've been listening to us and na discover mo or na identify mo that you're going through a period of languish and maybe you come to that point and realize na parang shucks na try ko na lahat pero hindi ko pa rin talaga ma-figure out kung ano ba parang kailangan ko ng kausap. Pwede ka mag-PM sa amin dito sa Grow Deep Podcast. Sa Facebook kami ay growdeep.podcast. Instagram same lang, growdeep.podcast. And we'd be happy to connect you with someone who can listen to you. If you're going through a period of stagnation, if you're going through a period of fading or decay, we'd be happy to really connect you with someone who can listen to you. Dahil isa yan sa mga ginagawa namin dito sa podcast namin. So, ito yung very meaningful discussion, no? Salamat Bethel and Denmark dahil napakaganda ng discussion natin today. And guys, if this episode has really helped you, why not share this to your friends? Para nang sa ganun, mapakinggan din nila tong episode na to at maybe ma-identify din nila kung sila ba ay nasa period ng language. Alright guys? So, thank you for joining us in this episode. Salamat sa pagsama mo sa amin. And we hope to see you in the next episode. But, kung meron kang tanong, pwede ka rin mag-PM sa amin sa Facebook or Instagram dahil happy kami na sagutin yung mga tanong ng listeners namin. Thank you everyone. See you in the next episode. Bye!
Bye!
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's growdeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!